When it comes to heating my home, my water, cooking meals, or drying clothes, nothing beats natural gas from CenterPoint Energy. It's my most affordable option. It costs less to use than most other energy sources, and it's easier on the environment. So if you already have natural gas, keep it. But if you're replacing an appliance, choose it.
At CenterPoint Energy, we're investing in infrastructure to help bring comfort and savings to you. To learn more, visit centerpointenergy.com/naturalgasbenefits. CenterPoint Energy. Always there.
Back in Pine Bluff. Hey, Quentin Fournier with a kickoff into the end zone for the touchback. One of the two foreign exchange students playing tonight. And, well, Bob, he showed his leg there.
Well, he did.
Nice kickoff.
Kicked it. I wish I could have seen it except for this posting right here in the middle of the press box. I couldn't see around. I saw it was going, but I couldn't tell where it hit.
So the Zebras will start at their own 20-yard line. As we get this third quarter underway, Zebras operating left or right in this third quarter. High snap, and the quarterback is going to fall on it. Back at about the 13-yard line, it's a loss of 7 on the play.
That's a good start.
It is. Eleven and a half minutes left, third quarter action. Bombers down 35-0. Looks like we have a few substitutes in the game for the Zebras. Receivers are all new. The running back is new. The quarterback's the same, though. Howell. He's letting the play clock run down. High snap. This is going to go into the end zone, and it's still loose. It's either a touchdown or a safety. It's a safety. The quarterback was able to fall on it, and the Bombers are on the board.
Must be a new center, too.
It must be. He snapped it over the quarterback's head twice.
Right.
So it makes it 35-2. The Zebras with the lead. 10:50 left, third quarter. We'll break. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
People often say, have a good day, but if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
10:50 left in this third quarter. 35-2, our score. Oh, the things going on behind the scenes here. Here's T with the kickoff after the safety. He's going to be fielded at the 28-yard line. Swartz across the 40. Stops at about the 43, and that's where Mount Home will have the ball. They're going to mark him at the 44. Pretty good return. So the Bombers are on the scoreboard, 35-2, and Mountain Home's offense will come on the field now. We've got some new numbers out there on defense as well for Pine Bluff, as they have pretty well got the reserves in there.
Well, they wholesale changes up front, it looks like.
Looking at some of the numbers in the secondary, they're all, well, Young is out there. Calvin Young, a corner that started. That's the only one I see. Looks like pretty much all but him are backups. Clock running, mercy rule in effect, 10:20 left in this third quarter. Here's the give to Junior Williams. Junior continuing to move the pile. They're not going to blow the whistle, and finally the forward progress is stopped. There's 22 players on the field, and about 17 of them are involved in this pile.
That's as close to a rugby scrub as you'll see.
Yes, it is, isn't it? Good job by Junior to keep the legs moving all the way out to the 48. He'll pick up four, and boy, that may be the hardest fought four he's had all year. Dakota Tolbert will check in for Mountain Home. Good to have him back on the field. He's been hobbled with an ankle injury all season long. Missed several games. 9:36 left in this third quarter. It's 35-2, Pine Bluff. The ball kept this time by Stockton. Pitch is late. Nice pitch. Gives it to Swartz. Knocked out of bounds inside the 50 at about the 48 of Pine Bluff.
Well, that was a good pitch right there, especially going to your left. You know, you hate to, for a young quarterback, to have to pitch it to your left with your offhand. But he did a good job.
He did. Swartz took a blow to the head, and he comes to the sideline, and they're going to check on him and evaluate him. And it's going to be third and about a yard here for Mountain Home. Third, about two, actually, at the 48th. They've got to get to the 46th to move the chains. And the ball to Junior Williams. He's got the first down. Takes it inside the 45. Down to about the 43-yard line. First down, Mountain Home. Their first down since the first drive of the ball game. Pick up a five on the play for Junior Williams. 8:25 left in this third quarter. It's 35-2 Pine Bluff. Swartz appears to be okay. He'll be ready to come back in. Junior Williams gets the handoff again.
Spinning and turning.
Oh, he is, and he takes it to the 40, down to the 39-yard line. He'll pick up four. Zach Spalding is going to come in from Mountain Home. Rotating those offensive linemen, Trace Rick, Aaron Talbert, Aiden Ritchie, Austin Lance, Gavin Magoo, the starters tonight. Talbert and Spalding have been playing some as well. 7:45 left in this third quarter, 35-2. Pine Bluff with the lead. Bombers' first possession of the second half. Stockton on the misdirection play. Gives it to Hershberger, running hard. Hershberger inside the 30, and he's going to have a first down run to the 29-yard line, a pickup of 10.
That's good. The cross, what we used to call it, a cross buck or a little bit misdirection counter play right there that really got the flow going one way, and Hershberger did a good job of cutting up in the field inside the defensive end.
Hershberger with 137 yards rushing coming into the ball game. He has played well, just a sophomore. That was the fourth first down of the night for Mountain Home. And the ball fumbled by Stockton, and he gets thrown to the ground. No penalty flags. He's going to be down back at the 32, a loss of three. Lawson Stockton getting the start tonight. He joined us late as Dawson Tabor sustained a concussion in practice on Wednesday and unable to go here tonight. He's been on the sideline serving as the ball boy tonight. Largest ball boy you'll ever see.
You're exactly right there.
They list him as 6 foot, 185. He's bigger than that. Here's a toss to Hershberger. Cuts it up inside the 30 to about the 28-yard line. He'll pick up four.
That was a good job right there. The old-fashioned sweep look right there. Set up his block real well. Come back inside of it. Good positive gain.
Third down now for the Bombers. Third and about nine coming up. This is, of course, four down territory. You got two downs to make the 9 yards you need.
Conway North Little Rock tied at 14.
Really? 5.5 minutes left in the third quarter. The clock running here in the second half with the mercy rule. Here's the third down ball kept this time by Stockton. Turns it up. Stockton at the 15 and finally pulled down about the 14. Nice run by Lawson Stockton, and he moves the chains.
And once again, you know, that's going to open up. You know, it won't be there every time, but there'll be occasions when it does. You just got to take advantage of it.
A 14-yard pickup to the 14-yard line. Blake Pope will bring the play in this time from the sideline for Mountain Home. 4:45 to play in the third quarter. Caden Williams, the wide out to the left side. Ball is given. No, it's kept this time. It's handed off. Well, check. It was lost and stocked to the captain.
That was the keeper again right there on the right-hand side.
He's in for the touchdown, and the Bombers are on the scoreboard again. Boy, nice read by Stockton. He did a good job because I thought Junior had the ball, and all of a sudden you look up, and there's Stockton sprinting into the end zone.
Well, most of the guys out there in red jerseys thought he had the ball, too, because he was being tackled, and Lawson just stepped around the corner.
And, of course, Dawson Tabor is the usual extra point kicker, the field goal kicker, the place kicker. So Carlos Cardenas is in to attempt the extra point, and it's good. So with 4:20 left in the third quarter, Pine Bluff leads at 35-9. You're listening to Bomber Football, Classic Hits 101.7.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
Hall of Fame coach Barry Switzer.
I was born and raised in Crossett, Arkansas, and played football at Fayetteville. As a head coach, I won 3 national championships with the Sooners and a Super Bowl in Dallas. As a resident of Oklahoma, I can tell you casino gaming has been the biggest boost to our state treasury since the oil boom. That's money spent in Oklahoma that stays in Oklahoma. Arkansas has been losing casino money to other states. You can keep that money at home and bring in new money from other states. On November the 6th, vote yes on issue 4.
Paid for by Driving Arkansas Forward.
Boy, another great kickoff by Quentin Fournay. He only takes about 3 steps, and that was about 5 yards deep into the end zone.
He nails it.
He does. Well, Lawson Stockton, his first starter quarterback for Mountain Home. Great job on that drive. He had a 14-yard pickup from the 28 to the 14. Then the next play takes it the other 14 yards into the end zone for the touchdown, and it's a 35-9 game. Pine Bluff gets the ball back at the 20-yard line now with 4:09 to play third quarter action. Ball is handed off, and again, they've got a new running back into the ball game. This is Elijah Taylor, a junior. Takes it out to the 24 with a 4-yard pickup. Pine Bluff still in the huddle. They haven't started the play clock yet for some reason. That took a while. That was kind of odd. So they just now start the play clock, and Pine Bluff will finally get in the huddle. They'll let it run down a little ways before they snap the football. 3:20 left third quarter action. Got to an I formation look now. Taylor gets the handoff. He's the tailback. He's across the 30, out to the 35. They'll mark him at the 36-yard line. First down, Zebras after a 12-yard gain.
Peters brought him down in the secondary. Good last chance tackle right there, because he actually broke the line of scrimmage pretty quick, quicker than the previous running back or the starting running back. He's got a little bit more quickness and hop in his step.
15 first downs of the night for the Zebras. 6 for Mountain Home. 4 of those coming on that last drive, though. .228 to go, third quarter. Taylor again dots the I here for the Zebras. He will get the handoff, going to the right side. Cuts it back inside the 40, across the 42 to about the 43-yard line. I'll mark him all the way out to the 44 with the 8-yard pickup. Don't forget, we're home next week. Homecoming next Friday night. Jacksonville in town. Jacksonville getting waxed by Jonesboro tonight.
What do they call Jacksonville? It's not the Red Devils anymore.
Titans.
Titans, okay. Yes. Well, they're building. Didn't you admit that was a new Jacksonville Stadium and high school being built?
Yeah, you can see it from 167 as you drive through.
Modest place.
It would be nice. Well, anything would be better than that press box they had of the old place.
Yes.
I'm hoping they have the new one ready next year
when
we come down. Second and two here for Pine Bluff. Taylor again with the carry. He has a first down. He's going to take it to about the 49-yard line to pick up a 5.
Yeah, it looks like Pine Bluff's going to be content to run the football and just see if we can tackle them. They're not trying to run outside or throw it at this point in time yet.
Bobby Boulding, the head coach of the Zebras, has had a chance to really run the score up in recent years against Mount Home. Has never done that.
Not yet.
Some coaches do, but he never has. He gets to that 35-point and calls them off. A lot of success here. Of course, his brother Brad was at North Little Rock for a while. He's now rebuilding that program at Little Rock Parkview. The bad Buzz was at Conway for a long time, wasn't he, Bob?
Yes, he was.
Ball is fumbled. The snap is still loose. And the Bombers have recovered the fumble at the 44-yard line.
Oh, it laid there forever, didn't it?
It did. Try to look and see which number it was. That was Aldridge. Yeah, Lathan Aldridge covers the fumble. And the Bombers get it back. Twenty-four seconds left in this third quarter. That ball popped loose and laid there, and finally Aldridge was the first one to jump on it.
Everybody get the ball back! Yeah.
13 seconds left in this third quarter. Bombers may not get this snap before the end of the quarter. They're not going to, I don't think. They're going to have to hurry. 4 on the clock. They might. They run to the line of scrimmage. Here's the toss sweep. This is Sorrell with the carry. Sorrell up the right sideline. First down inside the 35 to about the 34-yard line. First down, Bombers. End of the third quarter. It's 35-9. Pine Bluff with the lead. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The number one ranked community college in the United States is right here. And you can be one of their many success stories. ASU Mountain Home has classes for everyone, be it business, healthcare, information technology, and you can stay close to our gorgeous rivers and lakes as you get your degree from ASU Mountain Home, the number one community college in the country. Look up your future at asumh.edu.